evidence-based nutrition information focusing on addressing the root cause for imbalance. Food has the power to help you achieve lifelong optimal health without the side effects of prescription medication. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform. I am Stacy Seslowski, functional nutrition registered dietitian.
And I am Leah Grace Barrick, functional nutritionist.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Power of Food podcast. Stacy and I are here with special guest Ari Tula. Ari Tula is a San Francisco-based entrepreneur and the co-founder and CEO of the smart nutrition service ELO, whose mission is to transform food from the leading cause of disease to medicine. Ari is also an active angel investor and advisor with a portfolio of 40 startups, including Virtua Health, Good Eggs, and Aura. Previously, Ari was the CEO of Quest Analytics, the market leader in doctor data and network management. When not working or co-parenting his two young children with his wife, Ari spends his time on the steep cliffs, powdery slopes, and big cold waves that only Northern California can offer. Welcome to the Power of Food, Ari.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
We're so excited to have you here and chat a bit more about ELO. Is it ELO or ELO? I actually wasn't sure about that.
I get that a lot. And, you know, all the good names are taken. That English vocabulary, and you want to have a short, catchy name. So we call and say it's always hello, ELO. But the backstory, I'm from Finland. And if you say ELO, it means life in Finnish. If you say ELO, it means happiness. So both kind of work.
Both good things. So I'd love for you to just tell us first off, jumping right in, why did you start ELO?
Yeah, I'm a tech entrepreneur, and last 12 years I've been working in the healthcare, building three companies. And I got into this because of my own personal story and struggles, as many people do when they get into healthcare or food and nutrition. It's often a story that goes pretty deep, and there's often many twists and turns and often drama involved. So in my case, my wife had a thyroid tumor over 20 years ago. So a healthy 20-year-old suddenly has a lump in her neck, and it's taken away, but it leads into autoimmune diseases, hormonal imbalances, many of these unknown unknowns that we don't really know what to do about. And it basically was a verdict for us to never get pregnant. That was the outcome. And that's tough. You know, you found love of your life, and you know, you are planning to build a life together, and then you get this verdict out of nowhere. So we spent about a decade of trying to find a solution to overcome the medication that she was on that made it impossible to get pregnant. And finally, we found a solution. We used Western, Eastern medicine, but really the food and diet was the solution for us, lowering the inflammation in her body, and the body was able to heal itself. So that's why I believe that food is medicine. And today we have two healthy kids, one behind me, who are you know, telling me every day that, you know, this is a good reason to, you know, build companies in healthcare space, and it's a good reason to kind of dive headfirst into the world of nutrition. And what we try to do really is to really turn food into medicine and make it easy and accessible and understandable, and really empowering people to do the right thing. There's so much noise, and you know, you guys talk about this all day long. There's so much noise in the marketplace. Nobody knows what to do. I think we are the only species in the world of mammals and animals who don't know how to eat. And we do know how to eat when we are 2 years old, but then we lose it somehow, and we end up eating food that is killing us. No other animal is doing that. It's very bizarre.
Congratulations on just that 10-year period on, you know, continuing to like advocate for yourselves and really digging deep to figure out the answers, because I think that is the biggest challenge. I think people just don't even know where to get alternative information. They don't know who to trust and you know, what to do. And it's really hard to find. What kinds of dietary strategies did you find most helpful? And maybe give us information about even advice on where people can look for this kind of information.
Yeah, I mean, we have huge leaps that happen in many of the autoimmune disease management and even reversal today in the last maybe 15, 20 years. And we there's a lot of unknowns we still don't know, but there starts to be pretty good regimens for Crohn's and you know, Lyme disease and Hashimoto's and others that, you know, you maybe can't heal them completely, but you can actually, you know, put them in check by diet. And I think many things in our health today are because of the excessive inflammation we have in our body. And of course, we all know that sugar is going to be the fuel for the inflammation. And of course, many other foods also and nutrients are going to be inflaming your body. So we really were able to cut away many of these things. And at that time, the science was still a little bit early. So we got people who were very early in this field and researching it. But we went basically no carb, or very low carb, and no added sugar at all. We went no wheat, no grains at all. And we also went very little meat, maybe some fish. And we were vegan for quite a while. But you don't need, it's not about, again, I hate the idea of labeling, and I hate the idea of a diet. That's what I try to fight against, because to me, diet is just a simplification that our reptile brain can understand. It's just too difficult to eat right if you have to think about everything you put in your mouth. It's easy to say, I don't eat meat. I'm going to be gluten-free. I'm going to be this and that. It kind of makes sense, but nobody can live up to this diet. It's impossible almost. And people start, it's too difficult. And then, you know, you do it for 1 month or 3 months, and then you get back to your old habits. So for us, it was like, you know, we had to do something because we really had a will. And I was, of course, you know, willing partner in this. So I went along, and I have been in that type of diet now for maybe 16, 17 years myself. And when I go to the school reunion, I mean, I'm not young anymore. So I look pretty good. People are bald and overweight, and I still can do, you know, 100 push-ups and 40 pull-ups.
Amazing. Yeah, diet, I mean, as Stacey and I talk about all the time, it's so powerful, and it can be so empowering for people, especially with things like autoimmunity, where the Western U.S. healthcare system doesn't really have that much to offer them. And I know you talk about that a little bit in your work, and I'd love for you to kind of talk about what some of those biggest issues are that you see with the U.S. healthcare system, especially coming from Finland as well.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point that, you know, I'm not the only one. There are many people who came from Europe or elsewhere, Asia, Africa even, who are working in the U.S. healthcare system today and have been trying to kind of make it a bit better. And my contribution for the last years have been mainly about transparency and empowerment. So the first company I started after we had a lot of drama in healthcare beyond the diet, and that's a separate story, but we struggled a lot on finding the right care. And you come from Europe where you kind of, you get healthcare when you need healthcare and you don't pay anything. Maybe you pay $10 a copay if you go to the hospital, but you don't pick a doctor. And suddenly, you know, we come to the US and we had other complications that, you know, we had to deal with. And I get this gold-plated plan from my employer Nokia at the time. And we can go to any doctor we want. There's like 100,000 doctors available with the health plan in California. Who do we pick? Who is the right person? And as you want to have, like, you know, you guys do this for a living, you know better, but, you know, somebody to help you to be healthy and stay healthy and prevent is somebody that you trust, you can dialogue with, you have a, you know, almost like a coach in your corner or stuff like that. When you get sick, really, and you have, you know, somebody has to open you up, you want to have somebody who has steely nerves and, you know, they can do the right thing the right way, hands won't shake. But it's very different for prevention and kind of the pediatric care and primary care than for the, you know, sick care when we really get sick. So we had a hard time finding the right care, and we basically built a system called Better Doctor that was about finding the right doctor. The tagline was find a doctor you love. And we have helped about 100 million people find a doctor to date. So it's pretty cool to, you know, build that system because you had a need. And then, you know, most of us have used the data. You probably have used the data because we are powering now many of the big health insurance companies, hospitals, government, CMS, everybody. So it's really cool that you're kind of now entwined into the healthcare system in the backbone. We are not the brand Better Doctor anymore. The apps are gone, but we are the powering engine behind the scenes. So one of the biggest problems I have seen, and I think we still have today, is that we just have this access problem. We have 20 million people who don't have health insurance today. they can't get the care when they need. That's a huge problem. And I think it's one of the biggest problems we have as a nation today. It's just very unfair. And then it also escalates to everybody. Like for us, when we need care, we don't always get the right care at the right time. And the doctors are always the gatekeepers. So you always have to go to the doctor. Many times, you know, the nurse practitioner or, you know, the assistant or even like, you know, midwife or a dietitian or nutritionist would be a better person to work with you. But you always have to go to the doctor gatekeeper who is then medicating you. So we just have this one way of looking at you and looking at your health. And until you are red on something, you're fine. And when you get red, you will be medicated. I mean, we don't have that yellow warning light at all in the healthcare system. And that is a one massive problem that we are trying to now help solve a little bit at Elo. When we are testing your blood biomarkers, we are taking your recovery data, your sleep data. We are looking at these key factors of health. And we have spent a lot of time now to define what the yellow area is and give you the traffic light. You know, when you get the yellow, you cannot be slowing down. You have to not do, you have to go full on. So that's the problem I think that we have when, you know, many people in my age and many friends of mine who are very, you know, smart and they can look pretty healthy, but they go to the doctor and then they get statins or they are getting medication. They're like, oh my God, like I'm sick. And then they don't have, nobody's questioning it really. I need to go and take this medication. Nobody's giving them a ammo or template or playbook, what I can do to get better. Or maybe I can, you know, help reverse this. So this is to me like the big issue that we just have built a system that is not at all focused on preventative care. And we spend 2.6% as of this year on prevention. And that money, it sounds a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money if you take 4 trillion and you take 2.6%. But that money we spend on colonoscopies, we spend it in mammography, we spend it on these screenings that are very important. But not that money really is going into really truly preventing and educating people and helping them to stay healthy before they're getting sick.
Yeah, absolutely. Like in functional medicine, we narrow the range of what we consider is normal so that we find people when they're just sort of trending in a direction that might become less healthy for them. And I think if we can address people's health when we're in that narrower range, then we are in that preventative stage, you know? And like you said, why can't we give people and like a first step before the medicine? Can we just try this other thing first? Because medicine has side effects and risks that maybe, you know, nutrition might not have, or even some herbal supplements and things. So I'm absolutely right on the same page with you. What kinds of data do you look at? Give us a little information about your company and kind of what you're looking for at with your patients who join and how you use preventative medicine techniques.
Yeah, so the first thing we wanted to do and we are doing now is to assess. We want to start always with assessing you. And we have now two products available. We have we call them smart supplements. And then we have now a new product that came out this week, Smart Protein. But let me talk about the supplements first. This may be a better starting point. So we take, we send you a kit at home. So we send you the Elo blood testing kit. At home, you prick your finger. We test today 12 biomarkers. So we're looking at your lipid panel, your cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, HDL. We are looking at your A1C cholesterol, so your diabetes marker. We are looking at D vitamin, B12, ferritin, iron. And we also look at homocysteine because inflammation is one of the big things that, you know, impacted my life. So homocysteine is a really great way to look at inflammation in your body. So we take that test and then you get to the L app. We go through pretty thorough health questionnaire where we ask about your diet, your health conditions, your medications, your supplementing routine today. And we also look at, you know, like intake of different vegetables and minerals and so forth that we can easily kind of understand. Same kind of questions that you guys are doing when you take in new members or new patients. And then what we do, if you want, we connect with your wearable device data. So, you know, if you have an Oura Ring, Apple Watch or Whoop or whatever, we can connect to that information and understand about your activity levels. Recover. If you have a scale at home, we can connect to that scale and get all the data into one place. Then we have created now the last few years, let's call it an AI. We call it EloBrain. It's a system that can automatically then look at that data and define what are the missing ingredients, like finding the nutrient gaps you have and then helping you to fill them. So it automatically builds a supplement profile that we then fulfill in a daily supplement packs that come to your home that are modified every month. And that's the process. And to make it really more, I think, valuable, understandable for people, we also have added into the mix a dietitian. So every person is paired with a dietitian that they meet in the beginning, and all that data we collected will be gone through by a real expert. And then, of course, there's this understanding the motivation, the goals. Like, we are writing a sentence, like, why do you do this? What do you want to achieve? And then the codes, the dietitian is going to be in the app. You can communicate with them every day if you want. Some people do it daily. Some people do it monthly. Some people do it less frequently. But you meet the person every quarter to have that engagement and the trusted person in your court or in your corner helping you. And then we test you again after 90 days, after 180 days, and understand what the outcomes are. And if we don't see the outcomes, for example, most people come in with low vitamin D. They often have a low HDL, they have a high LDL, and so forth. A high, low ferritin for a lot of women, especially who are more vegetarian or vegan. So we are fixing those. And we don't do DNA today. We will add it sometime in the future. But we see on the subsequent testing that we gave you supplementing, if you have taken, and we are also notifying on the Apple Watch notifies me to take my supplements in 5 minutes, for example. So it's like a system that helps you to be adherent. And if you are adherent and we don't see the outcomes in the second test or the third test, we know that you might have a mutation in the DNA that you don't, for example, metabolize something really well. And we can then change the dosing. And I think the last point that I really think is pretty interesting is that what we did on the EloBrain side, we took all the literature today that are human clinical trials with different nutrients. We took all of the corpus of data, 6,000 studies today, and we basically read them all to the AI. We tagged them all. We translated some of them from other language to English. And that became the corpus of knowledge. And today we have 80 different active ingredients in our supplements that we are giving to you in the right dose defined by the science. My example, I have a little bit elevated LDL. I'm eating a little bit this sort of low carb diet, so I get a bit too much, fats that are negative for my LDL. So my LDL is like 112, not crazy high, but pretty high. So my Elo system is now looking at me and all the research out there that are nutrients that could lower or keep my LDL in check. So there's 38 studies today that are done to people like me, Caucasian men of my age who had high LDL. And those 38 studies are now defining the dosing and the supplementing I'm getting for that purpose. So it's a pretty cool system. And we truly spent like, big team 2 years reading all this stuff. And we actually went through all of them. So you don't have to go through it. So that's what we have done at Elo. And it's pretty early. We are some thousands of users, but we're growing up pretty fast. And people like the idea that it's kind of turning this complicated matter of finding the gaps and filling the gaps on autopilot. You will get the kit. You get the kit every time you need to do it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to order it. You get the supplements every month. You don't need to worry about it. You don't have 10 bottles of supplements. You have one packet per day.
Amazing. Yeah, I was just going to say, it seems like it really simplifies everything for people when there can be so much information out there and so many conflicting things. And the focus on individualization and personalization is so huge, like in functional medicine, which is what Stacey and I are trained in, like that is an integral part of it because no two people are the same. And like you were mentioning, even with the DNA, like that can even impact things. So really, really interesting stuff. I know you mentioned I think you said smart protein that you just released as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I was looking on your website and that looks like something I have not seen before and it looks really interesting. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this product, and it's something that I'm an athlete. I played ice hockey for my youth, and then I became a rock climber. This guy was an inspiration, Alex Honnold, and I've been climbing there many times on El Cap. So I became an athlete who was training 20 hours a week, and I still do today. And I'm getting 45 soon, and it's not as easy to recover as before. So I wanted to build the product possibly for myself. The problem for me was that I was always like, I didn't know what to do, how to do it. And I had protein products, I had, you know, electrolytes, I had different things that I bought. And my wife hated the fact that I had like 10 bags of them, and they all got old. And then I eat like old stuff. Once I had a stomach upset because I had something like 3-4 years old, I don't want to throw it away. So that was my problem. And I know a lot of people have the same issue that, you know, they would love to use supplementing protein as a recovery product or as a meal replacement or breakfast, whatever, or smoothie. And there was nothing really available that I really loved myself. So a year ago, I got my team together and we were like, let's build this. Let's build like the best protein product in the market. And of course, because Elo is all about personalization and, you know, the values we have as a company are personalized, precise, and proactive. That's also the values of our products. We want to make them, you know, personalized, proactive, and also always precise. So how do we build something interesting? So what we did, we built a system now that we are taking your, we go through the health questionnaire. If you want, you can do also blood work. You don't have to. If you do, then you can add supplementation into the protein directly based on your levels. But more importantly, we connect with your wearable data. If you use any device to track like Peloton or Tonal or Aura or Whoop or Apple Watch, whatever you use, or Strava, we take that information and we design the right protein blend to you based on what have you done in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. Like my blend I have today, I have done 65 activities last month. So we took all the data and we designed the right protein blend, get the right amino acid combination, adding the electrolytes for me, adding the, ashwagandha, I get magnesium, things that are making, you know, my recovery better. And then what we did, we sent you this every month. And every month automatically it will be recalibrated based on your workouts. And it's every bag is hand back to you. It truly is hand back to you, every bag. It comes with your name, with your ingredients. And you can see in the app how it was done. And even more importantly, the problem I had was that I didn't do it in the right time. Protein works. We all know that. It is absolutely powerful for recovery, muscle building. When we get older, we need to build muscle. We need more protein. Many of us don't get enough protein at the right time. So to do it properly, you're going to go for a walk. You're going to go for a run. You're going to do yoga. You're going to do Peloton. You're going to track that workout. You connect it to the Apple Health. It connects to the Elo. And Elo will automatically tell you after your workout how much protein you needed when. After every workout. That cycle is something we built first time now ever in the world. And it works. I mean, we have 100 people who have been using it for 6 months. And they love it. They love the fact that they're getting the right amount of protein. And I can attest for myself that, I mean, I haven't been as sore. I have been recovering faster. And I've been gaining more power than ever before. So we built the best protein powder in the world, I think. And it's out now today.
That I seriously like want to go and sign up and order that product right now, because I think that is such a huge opportunity in this in healthcare right now, is especially women. I don't think they're getting enough protein, and I don't think they're getting the right, like you were saying, the ratios of amino acids to just keep lean body mass on their bodies. I think that is one of the major ways that we can just stay healthy for longer in our lives. And so I thank you for producing that. And I'm going to start to research into that product right when we're finished today. But have you had like outcomes that you could report? You know, it sounds like you're pretty tech and data savvy. So what kinds of outcomes have you seen from people who have been members for, you know, some time now?
Yeah, great question. So the validation for us, we had three different goals. We started the company 2.5 years ago. One was that, are we able to build the system technically? Can we build this system and make it work? That we did already 2 years ago. The second question was, are we able to have impact on people's blood biomarkers by doing this program? We did a 1 year long beta program with 150 people before we went live last year. In that program, 90% of people had impact, positive impact on the blood biomarkers. We are now really good at, if you have low vitamin D, we will be able to fix that 100%. If you have low iron, we are almost guaranteed to be able to fix that. If you have B12 low, we can fix that. we have had massive impact on many people on the cholesterol values and lipid panel, not only because of the pills, but because of the coaching, the dietitian, helping to change the breakfast routine. So today, after 90 days, most people look at the data and there's a graph going in the right direction. And that's huge. I mean, that's why I started the company. And I'm not, I mean, it's funny, people are kind of putting me a bit now in a box of I'm the supplement guy. I had never done a supplement in my life 4 years ago. My vitamin D when I started ELO was 13. Mm. And I have a mutation that I don't metabolize vitamin D properly. I used to live in northern Finland where you have sunlight this time of year. We have 2 hours of sunlight. So my vitamin D was non-existent for my youth. And my team was like, oh my God, like you're so low. Today I'm 84, latest measurement last week. And I felt different. So I became a believer in like even the vitamin D that is one of the fundamental building blocks of your nutrition life. It made a big impact on me. And we have seen people who had issues, and these are many women. Like I really want to underline this point. My wife is 45, and women, they need more protein. They're gonna lose muscle mass. It will be very, very detrimental for long, like 80s, 90s when you get old. You need to have that muscle mass. And also, I think you know you need to think about this if you are eating a little bit narrow diet by maybe being vegan or vegetarian. You have to think about iron, B12, and vitamin D. Those were all low for my wife. Otherwise, it was perfect. She's super healthy. But to me, it was like there are so many people out there who can benefit greatly on these things. Why people join ELO? We always ask the goals. Number one goal people have is energy. The number two goal is weight loss. We are not a weight loss company today. We will do more of that in the future. Number three goal is longevity, and then you have performance and whatnot. But the energy is the big goal people have. And energy is really iron, B12, D are low. You don't have the energy. Once you get them up, you actually are feeling better. So it's really not that difficult. And that's why I think, you know, I became a believer, but I'm not telling anyone that, you know, the supplement that we give you will heal you, will fix you. No, it will be supplement you, but you have to take the first steps and change the diet. And what I always tell people, and you know, you are much better at this. I'm just trying to, you know, talk about this. But I'm such a believer today that the breakfast is the key thing. Today, for example, I haven't eaten anything yet. I'm gonna have my omelette at 11, or I have our protein smoothie at like 10, depending on when I train. But I try to do intermittent fasting quite a bit. But the breakfast, the difference between having, I had oatmeal. I was an athlete, so I had oatmeal 25 years of my life every morning. When I put the glucose monitor on, I saw the oatmeal spiking me 2 hours every morning. And I haven't had the oatmeal for, I don't know, maybe last 3 years, once. But I end up eating less if I do the omelette in the morning. Even if I do it early in the morning, but I do the omelette, I'm gonna eat 20% less than I do if I eat the oatmeal. And there's studies that, you know, are proving between 15-25% more calories in if you start with a high carb breakfast. Like, let's stop that. And we're going to be healing the nation almost with one single test.
Totally agree with all of that. Yes, you can't out-supplement a bad diet. And yes, breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. I see that so often with clients when you're eating a high sugar or even a high carb, thinking it's healthy because for so long, like oatmeal with a glass of orange juice and, you know, a bagel for the breakfast. And that just sets you up for a disaster the rest of the day. And then I find that people get so frustrated because they're like, why do I have these cravings? Why am I so tired? And they don't understand. They think they're doing the right thing. So yeah, breakfast, high protein breakfast absolutely is key. So yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing all of that. I would love to end by you just giving our audience two or three actionable takeaways that they can implement into their own lives to improve their health, whether that's energy or longevity or performance or any of those things that we've been talking about.
Yeah, three things. I could maybe spend 2 hours. but one thing that I believe is the biggest lift for most people's lives that we can implement, and it won't be too difficult. It will not cost anything. It's sleep and recovery. With sleep and recovery, we can unlock everything else. and sleep and recovery. So I was one of the early investors in the Oura Ring, the sleep tracking ring, and I've been wearing it for 8 years. I have the most data of anyone in the world almost in sleep. And I built a regimen that I sleep really well. My good friend, he worked at Apple for last years, and he was one of the people who was leading the Apple clinic for sleep. And basically, Oura, Apple, all these companies, what is the only finding and only thing you can do that will make your sleep better always is to go sleep earlier. Mm. Go sleep between 10 and 10:45, and you likely add 5 years, 10 years in your life. That's how simple it is. If you even go sleep at 11:30, 12:30, it's totally different. Like, you can never get the same amount of REM sleep, deep sleep. I try to go sleep every night at 10:30, and I wake up great. I recover great. I don't get sick. It's the fundamental building block for me. Of course, you also have the right environment, you know, dark, cool enough, silent. I use earplugs. My wife doesn't like that. Kids don't like that. You know, I do for the last many years already. That's the number one. Number two is about having some adversary in your life. This adversary hermeneutics in your life where you can, you know, the cold treatment, the hot treatment, all these things. And it can be anything. It can be like, you know, running, or it can be weightlifting. It can be sauna. It can be hot yoga. It can be cold plunge, whatever you want to do, whatever you like doing. But they do have a massive impact. And I'm from Finland. I mean, only thing I really know about, maybe more than the most, is the impact of, you know, sauna for human health. And almost all the research that we have today is from Finland. Why? We have 5 million people. We have 3.5 million saunas in Finland. I own, I think, 4 saunas myself. But I have one backyard here as well. And we go to sauna 3-4 times a week since we are 6 months old or even younger. So there's a lot of data, and it really has a good impact on heart. And it can be cold, it can be hot, but you know, adding that into your life, that you do enough of it, it really has a big impact. And lastly, third, I think, it's just the nutrition, like the breakfast, getting it right. Lunch, I mean, find a salad you love, stick with it. And then dinner, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the dinner. Like, eat whatever you almost want, but don't eat too late. We eat the dinner too late. And I mean, my friends are saying I'm an idiot, or the Spanish friends, I'm an idiot, because they eat the dinner at, you know, 9, 10 p.m. But we eat the dinner at 6:30 p.m. We are done at 7:30. And we don't eat anything after 7:30. And that puts you in the right mode to sleep well, recover well. And eating is so easy in a sense that if you do the breakfast right, you do a good lunch, and you do dinner pretty early, you don't have window of eating. You can't eat all that bad food because you're going to be satiated. You're going to be feeling good. You don't get the cravings. That's how I do my life. And I could tell you 15 more things that, you know, if you want to optimize deeper. And some people call I'm crazy. And some family members do as well. You don't need to have 2 glucose monitors in your arms, right, all the time. But I try to do things that other people don't need to then do. I try to test things myself that I can then simplify. And I hope we can add those into Elo. I hope we can add, you know, fasting type products. I hope we can come up soon. I can't promise anything, but meals coming soon. Something really cool that will be personalized to you, made for you, and helping you to, you know, empower yourself to live better lives.
Those were really awesome recommendations. And I honestly believe and agree with you that if people could implement those 3 things, they could truly have a significant impact on their health long term. So thank you for sharing that. Here, if you would like to just let people know about where to find your company and research and even understand a little bit more about the membership, you can kind of give us some information about that.
Absolutely. You can find Elo at elo.health, not .com, Elo Health.
Oh, okay.
And we have, we can buy smart supplements today, $99 a month. You can buy smart protein, $59 a month today. Supplements are not yet available in New York State. We need to get the blood testing regulatory aspect through, and we're going to be live, I hope, next year. We need an iPhone today because we connect to the Apple Health. So with Android, we are not able to offer yet the service on Android device. But if you have an iPhone, you can sign up today. You can find Elo Health on any social media, elo.health, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and so forth. And if you want to learn more about kind of some of the science, what we do, we have written about 500 articles in the last 2 years. We have 100,000 people coming every month to read our blog. So check out the elo.health and the blog and articles. We have a lot of good information. These are all written or at least validated and vetted by registered dietitians and clinicians. So all the content is accurate and scientifically right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Ari. This is really interesting. And thank you everyone for listening. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you found this episode helpful, we'd love if you left a rating and review and shared it with someone else who would find it helpful. You can find more information about Leah at gracefunctionalnutrition.com and get in touch with her through email at leah@gracefunctionalnutrition.com or on Instagram at gracefunctionalnutrition. To find more information about Stacy, you can find her at healfromfood.com, email her at stacy@healfromfood, or on social media at healfromfood. See you next time.